It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Headlines. Celtics open up a three-game road trip tonight in Orlando against the Magic. Grandy and Max have the pregame at 6:30 and the tip-off at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Green are 2-5 on the season. They didn't list anyone on the injury report yesterday. The NFL trade deadline came and went yesterday. Patriots did not make a move. They're back at practice today. They'll visit Stephon Gilmore and the Carolina Panthers this coming Sunday. Also, safety Adrian Phillips has today been voted the AFC's Defensive Player of the Week. The Las Vegas Raiders have released 2020 first-round draft pick Henry Ruggs. He was charged with two felonies last night in connection with a car crash that left a man dead. In Houston last night, the Atlanta Braves beat the Astros 7-0 to win the World Series in six games. Dansby Swanson homered in the win and is a champion for the first time.
I feel like that's kind of like the one thing that really sets us apart is how organically it's been created. You know, the love and compassion for one another and the friendships.
Jorge Soler hit a three-run homer. He was deemed series MVP, and the Bruins off until tomorrow night when they host Detroit. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Rapid Flow Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Mark Meads and his team have more experience than any other drain company and will ensure you never have another backup again. Call 800-286-FLOW or visit rapidflowinc.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9:30.
Zolak. Yeah, he's got a big schnoz, a big everything.
Bertrand.
Oh, no, you're into the pedicures there.
Hardy.
You can't tell who touched it last.
And you.
David.
Which David are you talking to?
Zolak.
Middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do, watch every basketball game?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
King of the Bears, Billy Jaffe joins us.
Once again, this should be the new goal song. An absolute party when it goes down. Everyone can memorize the dance. If they don't know it already.
No, if you didn't know, the Bruins are playing hockey.
This is...
Not often.
Oh, my God.
Fred and I were talking about this. I can't remember a season starting... With less games at the beginning of the year. Now, I'm looking at the November schedule. It's already bad enough that they haven't played. Was Sunday the last time they played?
Saturday, right?
Saturday, okay. Saturday. So Saturday, and then tomorrow is going to be the next game. So that's a five-day break, a four-day break, rather. And then I'm looking at the week of the 14th. They play a game on Sunday and then don't play again until the Saturday after that.
If this computer worked, I would agree with you. And I actually do agree
just
with
just
you.
Look at the, just look at the boxes filled in.
You know what I wanted to get? I was listening to Mike on the way, and you guys with Mike. And how many games? You can tell me this, Wallach. How many games have the Celts played already?
Seven. Seven, yeah. They're 2-5.
And they started a week after the Bruins.
Yes, right? That's correct. It's insane.
And now the Bruins have just played seven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this early schedule, we knew it wasn't going to be fun. And Bruce was asked yesterday, after the practice about that and not being able to get into a rhythm. And I couldn't agree with him more. This has been a very, college-like schedule to begin.
Oh, my God. Them. January and March, I'm looking at it now. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, every other night they're playing.
Well, April too.
December is bad also. I mean, it's all stacked
every month after, for February, when they played two games. And by the way, each are against the Seattle Kraken.
Yep.
One home, one road. Unleash the Kraken. The rest of the schedule just stinks this year for the Bruins. And, okay, the old, you know, let's not use it as an excuse. But right now, it definitely has not helped the guys get into a rhythm.
By the way, I don't mean to get on a tangent, but speaking of the Kraken, have you seen how they award their three stars?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fantastic. So what happens is they announce each name. You know the guys over at the Seattle fish markets, who they end up handing the player a big fish. And the player skates around the ice, whips it around his head, and then tosses it to someone in the crowd.
It is a fake fish, though.
It's still darn. It's still pretty fantastic.
I was going to say, it must be awesome in the car on the way home.
Yes,
in traffic.
They sling it like it like the fish at the Pike's Market.
Why can't everyone leave the ocean creatures alone and just let them exist in Detroit? Like, why does everyone have to get in on?
Well, but Pike's that's fair though out there.
But if you're in Seattle, I would guarantee that you hate that. Like you hate because that's probably somewhere you've never been. Like, it's not something that's part of, like, anyone's life. It's something
what,
that
the
exists
market?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's the great, you know, besides the fish, the best vegetable fruit I've ever had came out of that market.
It's a great place to go, but the locals don't go there.
Yeah, when you, your mom's out there. Does your mom go to the
no.
That's somewhere that one goes.
She now lives downtown and still doesn't go
over there.
It's
the Plymouth Rock of Seattle.
Faneuil Hall. No, it's the same thing.
Like, because I don't know anyone who's really gone to Plymouth Rock that wasn't on a field trip.
Yeah, that's a good point. My wife went there, and she's like, Plymouth Rock sucks. And I'm like,
9 years old, baby.
That's where I went.
As opposed to, what was your expectation? A bigger rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
If it was.
But if like it was a huge rock, like, who cares?
Well, because you get to like look at it. You're like, wow, that's kind of what I thought it was.
That rink is awesome, though, they say, by the way. That Seattle rink. They
I
say
wouldn't
it's
doubt it.
Fantastic.
So it's new. They didn't jam
what
it
they,
into
No, what they did is they built, they took the old Key Arena.
Mm-hmm.
They dug in at least, I think it's 50 to 60 feet down. So the rink basically, or the arena now, you walk in basically at level.
It's like Michigan Stadium.
Right. And then it's dug down. What they did is they raised the roof literally, not figuratively, for I think it was 18 months with two cranes that took the original roof, held it above, and they dug in and they redid. It was supposed to be something like $500 million and it came in at $1 billion renovation.
Of course.
They completely redid it. The players didn't play there until the morning of the first game. They didn't skate there until that, and now they spent all week there this past week before they went on the road. I'm also told in I don't know if it's an honor in deference to the music scene out there that mm-hmm. the locker room sound system is the best around in the league, that it is unbelievable. And it's supposed to be, you know, obviously I haven't been out there yet, but there's supposed to be amazing little features out there. So cool thing, the Kraken. But that's who you see in February. That's it. Otherwise, the Bruins' schedule sucks right now.
It's awful. It's like, I mean, it's looking for water in a desert. And
you got 13 games next month,
which is a normal month. That's a normal month.
Really? Is that part of the mediocrity? You think?
I don't think it's helped. I don't think it has helped at all. Can I tell you that it's the reason that they didn't fare well in those last week back to backers in Florida and Carolina, albeit they played well in the first period against Florida. We all know the game is 60 minutes, not 20. And then the next night in Carolina, I thought they played pretty well too. But, you know, you saw a young big team in Carolina that's been on the precipice of becoming something the last three seasons. And I feel like they've rounded out their roster and it's better.
Do you believe in Carolina and Miami? Miami, Florida.
As lead dogs?
Summer, wherever the hell they're.
Yeah.
I've seen a Florida Panthers game.
Sunrise. Yeah.
I never expected to go less distance than I ended up going. Like, why? We're really.
I know. It's not Fort Lauderdale. All the players live in Fort Lauderdale, and it's a 25, well, with traffic, almost a 40-minute ride off the beach heading west.
Oh, yeah. It's in the middle of nowhere.
It is.
Soccer.
So you're asking, what, do I believe in them, that they're good teams?
No. Do you think that, you know, in the summer we're going to be talking about them with the Stanley Cup?
I could see one of them. Yeah, I could. I mean, Carolina to me, Florida, I see Florida, and I said this, I don't know if I said it here on another show, I see Florida winning the Atlantic. It's just their year. Tampa doesn't care if they win it or not. Tampa just is going to get themselves into the playoffs. I see Florida winning the division. Do I see them winning it? If I had to say right now, no, only because Bobrovsky, as well as he's played this year, has not had two previous good seasons. In fact, they were brutal with Florida. So does it become the Spencer Knight show, who is the former Boston College star goalie, who is now the backup there, and he could take over? Maybe. I like their team, though, a lot, and they're going to challenge. Carolina, to me, could be a team. They could be a team that could go for it. I mean, I believe there's about six teams that right now, I would say, seem to have the most depth, that have the best chance. And those two teams would be in that mix.
What's going on with Bergeron?
According to Bruce, it was an off day, maintenance day yesterday, to give him an extended rest. We're going to find out today.
Because it goes beyond what happened yesterday, him not being at practice. That first line has been nowhere.
They've been invisible.
Each one of them have had individual performances that have been really good. But as a line, except for, remember the opening night, Dallas, they were flying. They were okay. But as a collective group, have they been great? No. No, they haven't. So
what's going on? Hockey wise, what is going on in your mind?
I think they've passed up. I think they've tried to do too much. I think they've passed up some shots, and I think that they've worked. It's not that they're not working hard. Sometimes they work so hard they put themselves into a spot where
they can't get it done.
And so I think that, you know, Bergeron had a couple of games ago where it was San Jose, I believe, that he had two assists. You know, everybody wants to see him score because they got used to the last few years of seeing him score, and especially on the power play from the middle. But if he's picking up assists, that's usually a good sign for the other guys on the line. His faceoffs are still in the high 50%. Has he been as overall noticeable? No, but I still say I'm okay. Now, is he rhetorically asking, is it a little something more? I guess we're going to, you know, is he dinged up a bit? Well, if he's back at practice today, which they say he should be, then we're okay. If he's not, well, then we got to talk about that more. But they need more. Like, Marchand started the year, you know, on fire, and he's so dominant, you know, when he's on. But I think they need more from Pastrnak, too. I do.
He can't finish Pastrnak this year.
He's had some chances
where he goes dips to Duperupa.
Yep.
But he can't put it in the old Netarooski. Yep.
That is something. You're right. And maybe that has something to do with the consistency of playing, to go back to your first question about that regularity to a rhythm. These guys are horses that love to run, you know what I mean, so to speak.
Is the team now pointing at Swayman's little struggles and all laughing at all of us who had penciled him in as the starting goaltender for this team? And saying, here's why we gave the four-year deal to the veteran?
Well, I think people laugh at you no matter what, Fred. But no, they're not laughing at you over that.
All right.
I think what the Bruins are saying, you never talk negatively about anyone else.
Uncalled for.
Well, you asked the question.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Oh, my, man. Oh, my God. That is, you're right. Nowhere.
Where baseball bat that I had.
Bring in here. We're really nice to you.
I mean, it's just cut
the crap, Wallach.
He's picking up a check on the way to rehab at Mass Gen.
My God.
A big check.
Yeah. How's that shoulder?
It's actually a little sore the last
few days. Good.
I'm not joking. Before he went on the air, Billy was doing this thing with his arm.
I know. I
turned to him. I said, are you wafting a fart?
That's it. You see, I thought the exact same thing. I'm doing an update, and Billy's doing this. I'm like,
that would be called coming in hot.
Push it that
way. You think I would do that to you guys?
Yes.
Zolak did. We always
let you.
Considering what you just said to Fred, absolutely.
We judge ex-athletes by Zolak's behavior.
That is the steak chair.
They are. Oh, well, awesome. Thanks.
That's the steak chair.
If there's hepatitis on anything in here, it's on that.
Are these Maz's wipes?
Forget about COVID.
Wives aren't going to save you now, my friend.
That's got to hit you. Your liver's going to quit on you in about 2 minutes.
I don't think they're laughing at you. Well, great.
Does this mean that this is an example? So early and they barely played, but
I know.
But does this kind of prove their point a little bit that Swayman is maybe not ready?
I would say that he needs continued practice. He needs continued at this level.
Right.
That he needs the amount. Now, the few amount of games haven't allowed either of these guys to get into what you would call a great rhythm.
Yeah.
And now we're going to, you know, you got a game.
He's been outplayed.
You got a game. Well, he played well against Carolina.
No, he
didn't win.
But if you're looking at the two goaltenders, Linus has been the superior goaltender
so far. Yeah. And it was
they've played seven games. They played seven games. They're a game over 500 and they don't play.
I know.
I mean, so I'm trying.
Well, you got Detroit. I hear you, buddy.
Let me ask something that Billy would know about. Have you checked on Jack? How's he doing? How's Jack Edwards doing?
As far as I know, I don't see him, but as far as I know, good. He's not happy about not traveling, as we all saw.
Yeah, is he in the building while you guys are there?
For home games, he's at Garden, like we are.
Oh, no.
Okay. And road games, he's at, they have their green room studio.
But you don't see him.
No.
Is that in your contract?
Not see him. No, he's busy, I'm busy.
So we're
in different areas of the office.
Conjuring spirit.
Let me start off by saying that I completely understand where he's coming from.
He's
frustrated that he cannot go on the road. He cannot call these games. John Wallach's bobbing his head because he knows, too. He's going to be calling a game not from on the road as well. And it really does make a difference.
I've done it. It stinks.
But Jack is already a fairly moody person, and in many ways. We benefit from that when he's on TV. He gets hyper excited. I like Jack Edwards. But how long is this going to go on?
I don't have the answer, because here's the deal. I don't have to worry about that with regard to Nesson, because I don't travel. When the Bruins are on the road, I know I'm in the studio. When they're at home now, last season, we were doing all of our games home or road from the studio until March.
Yep.
And then the home games, we got back into our fifth floor suite studio there. I don't know how long it's going to go on, because I don't talk to Ness. I have no reason to talk to them about it.
What Jack Edwards called, and I just read an old article in Big Brother magazine, Jack Edwards called the inaugural Extreme Games skateboarding contest.
Oh, there's some awesome old videos of him. Yeah, like doing this. It's great.
This article is hysterical. He's using terminology that's completely wrong. He's like on the moon, and he's trained, but instead of just like throwing in the towel, he's fighting against the wind.
Yeah.
He, like 15, 20 years ago, he did the first, it was called the Extreme Games.
Jack is great. I remember he was calling those Little League New England regional games. Nesson had the rights to those, and Jack would go down and sit there in Bristol, Connecticut.
But there's
and
something.
Call about, all of those games. He loved it.
There's something about him, like, and it was bad enough that, like, skateboarding, in a lot of people's opinions, was, you know, in this stupid like Extreme Games thing, and then you have Jack Edwards as the guy doing the play-by-play.
Well, I mean, you know, it's probably a situation like we've heard from a lot of these people, like from NBC Sports Boston, who got picked to do play-by-play for sports that they didn't know the rules of. I mean, it was like a handball.
It happens. Listen, all these times at a place like ESPN, because I've done the NCAA hockey tournament for years for them, and they always, every year, at least one, if not two, use a younger broadcaster that has what's called units to fill, events to fill in their contract. And they brought him in as a young broadcaster because they trusted, they were really good, let's just say it, football. They were competent at basketball. Mm-hmm. And holy smokes, we've still got 10 units to fill. Let's throw them into hockey for three. But they said they did two games when they were 14, so they can try it. I remember, remember Joe Davis, you know, the guy who does the LA Dodgers now?
Oh, yeah.
I did, and he was with Fox for baseball, too.
Yep.
They threw him in with me a few years ago. I don't remember. I think it was in New Hampshire for a regional. And, you know, he had a little bit of hockey, but not a lot. So we worked at it. I mean, I've been thrown with so many different play-by-play guys that have done, quote-unquote, some hockey, which is code for not a lot.
Well, I believe when we had Mike Gorman on one time, remember he did handball for the Olympics.
Handball from Bristol, yes.
And I think he admitted to us, I just had to cram before I did this.
Yes, but
I
didn't know the rules.
There's no multi-million dollar culture around handball. There's something particularly funny about skateboarding, because skateboarding, in a lot of people's opinion, should never be held in that kind of environment anyway.
Jack Edwards, play-by-play from the 1996 X Games. I have found it, Fred.
And the idea that this guy Dave Carney wrote about it in Big Brother, and it's really funny.
Oh my gosh, the 1996 X Games looks fantastic.
And he keeps using the term transitions, like he's the transition on that. All right, well, Billy Jaffe, listen, go to Mass Gen and give the girls a how do you do from the tee. Good luck getting in there. I don't know how you've navigated that area. You're not from here any more than I am.
It's simple. What do you mean?
Sturo, you just get off. You're right there.
They said they could
have
cured my vitiligo at Mass General, but I did not go because it's too much of an inconvenience.
That sounds really mature decision.
I don't know how it's immature. I mean, it would be a vain thing. Vitiligo doesn't have any kind of physical.
Well, if you don't want it, if you don't want to have it addressed, then
I figure it's the last thing. You know, if I say I lost 20 pounds, then I could work on the vitiligo, get my nose fixed, get this 20 pounds off, then maybe I start working on the vitiligo. Maybe that's a project for next
summer. All right, well, when the shoulder's done, I got 4 more months until my shoulder is, I'm good to go. Back at it.
I just think
we'll
get
back at it together, you and I.
That you go into the city for physical therapy. I just think it's very bold of you. Good for you.
Got to go where you want to go.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of PT places in Newton, Chestnut Hill area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are, and I'm sure they're very good, but the guys that I'm working with there, I think are the best.
All right.
All right.
Billy Jaffe thinks he's better than you PT people in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And he, watch him in that
this is, you see, this is why I come back.
I went to a PT
like
person in Needham right next to the Newton JCC after my surgery. She was great.
I was in West Roxbury.
Nobody ever told me about them.
I was in West Roxbury. Well, listen.
I think you should research a little bit better, Billy.
His shoulder is more important than yours.
Apparently. My tumor is not nearly as big or as important as his shoulder.
Anymore.
I think
you're
that's
right.
What we found out.
You're absolutely
wow.
Right.
You can see Billy Jaffe sporadically.
I might start doing this again over here towards you, Direction Wallach.
I would respect you more if you did.
Where he farts all the time, Billy Jaffe.
All right, you know, this has been like... I want to get the air check on this one.
Well, good. You know what the good thing is it's just a stop.
That's right.
On the way to what your plan for the day was.
Right.
All right.
See you guys.
Billy Jaffe.
Maybe next week we'll have hockey to talk about.
Yes. It would be something else.
Thank God.
All maybe right. They could get going.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Detroit in town.
Yes.
6 o'clock pregame. All right.
Tomorrow, Detroit, a team maybe on the come.
And then Saturday in Toronto.
All right. So we will be back. Thank you, Billy Jaffe. And just...
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
To make a great sports talk radio show work, you got to know when to talk.
Did you take anything specifically away from that game?
And when to listen.
What did we really learn about this team yesterday?
John, that is the exact question Rich just asked.
Thanks.
Is that right?
For listening.
How did I miss that?
To Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the Kiss Cruise. Please take your jean shorts and put them in the garbage bag you use as luggage.
Listen, I love Kiss as an entertaining event because it's funny. Don't you dare compare the music of Kiss to Zakk Wylde era Ozzy Osbourne. Them's fight words.
Jimmy Fallon has a new show where it's like the best cover band. And this is kind of funny. So it's the best cover band, and he's like, it's just, I've just seen the trailer for it, because it's always during the Masked Singer thing. And there's obviously an Ozzy tribute band, but it's like Ozzy now. And it's like, if you're a tribute band, like, why would you, like bent over Ozzy, like old fat bent over Ozzy.
Awesome.
Like, why wouldn't you be, well, the guy from the Steel Panther does a great Ozzy when he just starts walking around with his hands out. But the thing is, like, if you're going to be a tribute band, like
Kiss without Ace or Peter.
Well,
why would you do like old Ozzy?
When I was out in Vegas, you know who? Well, first of all, Kiss had a residency in Vegas, and they were advertising it all over the place, and it ended up getting canceled because of late ticket sales. But one day, I tried to get a photo of it. So at Planet Hollywood on the left, there's this giant video screen that kept showing a bunch of things for the Kiss residency. But on the right, at one point, because they cycle about five different ads, was a gigantic ad at the Cosmopolitan for Mini Kiss, which was the little person version of Kiss, which I have seen in concert.
Who rages harder than Mini Kiss after a show?
No one. So the great thing about Mini Kiss is they're just refusal to even try. So they go on stage, they have the makeup, and they come out with cardboard instruments. They cut it out of a box and painted it and played Kiss's greatest hits, and they just lip synced it. They didn't even, there's no real instruments, no nothing. They just said, we're going to dance around dressed like Kiss. And now they have a regular gig in Vegas because of it.
Oh, and I'm sure it's at the fanciest hotel in all of Vegas.
Well, if you want a good cover band, and I don't mean good as in good, I mean good as in entertaining, and you like Ozzy, have you heard of Mack Sabbath before?
No.
Okay, Mack Sabbath is a black...
Is it Saved by the Bell Black Sabbath mix?
No.
If they were playing at the Max?
They are a Black Sabbath cover band, except every one of the band members is dressed like a McDonald's character.
Oh, I've seen that, yes.
The lead singer is Ronald McDonald, except instead of an M, it's a cross.
It's funny for 10 seconds.
Right. Yeah. The drummer is, I believe, Mayor McCheese, which I have to give him all the credit in the world to be able to play with this gigantic headset. Mayor McCheese has two horns coming out of him. Grimace is, and then the Hamburglar is one of them, and their songs are all about McDonald's food.
Yes.
Instead of Paranoid, it's a pair of buns, I believe. I don't
Macaulay Culkin was in a band of that nature, except all their songs were about pizza.
Well, nothing's gonna top the Yellow River Boys.
No, nothing would.
The Yellow River Boys.
You get your gallon jug of apple juice.
I got a 2-gallon jug of apple juice. I can't even sing the rest of the lyrics.
No.
It's an entire album about drinking something you shouldn't drink, the Yellow River Boys.
Unless you're absolutely desperate in the desert.
Instead of Sweet Leaf, it's Sweet Beef from Mack Sabbath.
That sounds like an idea that you go in and you go, that's clever, and then you walk out.
And they sound nothing at all like Black Sabbath.
I see Black Sabbath. I've seen Black Sabbath.
I've seen Black Sabbath, too. And
I saw them outside, though. And they had to keep drenching Ozzy. And the funniest reason for it I've ever heard is that because he was peeing himself. And they had to keep just pouring water so you wouldn't notice.
Well, that's what they do. They shoot the big water cannons out of the top and to keep you from knowing that Ozzy probably used the bathroom in his pants.
That's the good... Because there can't be any other reason. He gets... Have you ever seen... It's not cool to watch. He gets a bucket of water and
it's
he's
awesome to watch.
And he... Well, it's not cool to, it's not an explosion or shooting fire out of your guitar. I mean, or even a can of glitter. He takes a can and he dawdles around. By the way, when I saw him, he was probably my age, and he's dawdling around and he just dumps it on his head and goes,
Yeah. Ozzy also, the things they do to just have him be comprehensive on stage, to have him not fall over and die
there's
on stage.
A plane with it's literally skywriting the lyrics.
Well, I'm not joking. In front of him, that monitor, it just prints out the lyrics and he reads the lyrics while he sings it. On top of that, there is a dude, and I forget what band he used to be from. Oh, was it Metal Church? There is a guy that goes on tour with them who is backstage singing every line that Ozzy sings. And if Ozzy, for some reason, just stops singing or can't sing, they pot Ozzy down and they pot that guy up in the background. So there's a dude always ready to go singing his stuff. And his lyrics are all in these. And the monitor, oh my gosh, it's in 500 font. The lyrics to his songs
there,
in front of him.
A new docudrama is coming out featuring the life of the love affair of Sharon and Ozzy.
I saw that.
So that's necessary. And also a new Boondock Saints.
Another one? What's the title of this one?
It's called another crappy Boston film filled in Vancouver.
But
it's called.
When
you can't just gloss over the whole thing.
This is about that. When you were ragging on the Boondock Saints, which I don't even really remember.
It sucks.
I'm sure I didn't like it. But I had dudes that I know that grew up here,
insisting upon it.
Oh my God. Dude, there's one scene in that movie that's filmed in Boston, and it's the scene outside of the church. Everything else is filmed in Vancouver.
Yeah, but
I swear to you, there's a scene where it looks like there's mountains in the background.
It's got Catholic stuff in it and Irish stuff in it. I mean, it's the sweet spot of every Boston kid our age.
Cliche crap.
Like every white Irish kid, as opposed to everything, every Irish kid in Boston, it's like that fantasy. It's like involves.
Bless me, Father, for I'm about to sin.
Right.
And it's like the Catholic with rosaries church. Flying everywhere and guns.
Because there was that like 10-year span when we were, probably starting when we were late in our high school years of like Irish celebration in popular culture.
No, it was wannabe Quentin Tarantino movies in popular culture. No. That's what it was.
But also, like, people started, like, the, Dropkick Murphys and the Flogging Mollies of the world. I mean, the Pogues became cool again. Like, there was this big thing, like, if you were Irish, which I am.
I think the AV Club wrote a great write-up. They said, the sound you just heard was all of America's bros crying out in joy from their dorm rooms, apartments, and tech company C-suite offices because they're making another damn Boondock Saints
movie.
But
if you're 17 and an Irish kid in Boston, and there's this like celebration of how badass you are for being an Irish
you
kid from Boston.
You should smell frauds from a mile away.
It doesn't matter, though.
Movie.
But listen, if you're 30 and see it, that's one thing. But I can see if you're 16... and there's something that's just like, you're the best. Like, look at what a badass you are. Like, how novel, you're Irish. But you're Irish and from Boston. Because I remember, like, when we moved here, I was like, wow, like, being Irish is a thing. All right.
Irish is a thing?
No, like a cool thing, like to hang your hat on. Like, I grew up.
You never listened to House of Pain?
Here's a Scally cap. Enjoy.
I knew an Ancillary. Like, listen, my mother is a first generation. My grandfather came over on the boat. So little did I know. And Ann's got a whole Irish mob situation happening with his dad in New York. That Tinnery, whatever. He was a driver for the Irish mob. And it always just no one made a big deal about it. And all of a sudden I got the boss like, whoa, this is a thing. Irish thing is you got that going for yourself.
The best part about all of this is just the cockiness in which the people who make the Boondock Saints, and by the way, the Boondock Saints 2, which may be one of the worst movies I've ever had to sit through in a theater, the way that they talk about...
How did you see that in theater is the question.
It's because we had Norman Reedus and the other guy in studio.
That's right.
Patrick, I forget what his name was.
We had
Troy
Duffy. The whole
Troy
cast,
Duffy,
cast was in.
Yeah.
We had the whole cast in.
And the director.
From the head of the class.
It's my
teacher.
Facebook profile photo.
We had all of them in and I had to go see it and boy did that suck. Thank goodness we didn't talk about the movie at all because then I'd have to be honest with him at that point.
No, that guy had everything going for him and it all fell apart at once.
But the amount of gravitas that they give these Boondock Saints movies, they say that the core Boondock trio and producers have some high hopes for the project. They said, telling Deadline that, quote, it's going to be so big that viewers won't even need to have seen the first two movies. They're also teasing that the plan is to turn this into a, quote, John Wick-type global action franchise.
That's my plan is to turn this show into the Howard Stern show.
It's going to turn it into the John Wick, which is completely dismissing everything that made John Wick great. Because it wasn't him slowly kneeling in front of like an Irish cross and saying, bless me, Father, before I'm about to sin, and then go doing stupid, awfully choreographed, slow motion action scenes that are a ripoff. Something Quentin Tarantino would have put in his trash can. Oh my God, that movie sucks. Oh, both of them suck. And people who love those movies suck even more. How they can be, because that's what it is, Fred. That is someone too dumb to even have any kind of discerning opinion on anything. And all they do is go, Boston, guns, I'm cool.
But if you're 17, and I get it, if you're 17 and you see that, like, you're not celebrated in culture. And then, like, this idea that by being in a, see, I'm starting to get texts already. The thing is that if you see that and you're like an Irish kid from Boston, and all of a sudden, like, that's like the coolest thing.
Are there not enough good Boston movies? There's plenty of good ones. You want to feel cool about yourself? Rent the Town. That's a good movie.
But this predated the town. This was the first. You have to give them this. This is the first. This is before Affleck and Damon. And there's no way Affleck's Irish.
I don't know. The first Boondock Saints was what, 99?
Yes. Yes, it was 99. Like, which, by the way, Good Will Hunting was before that, I believe.
Okay, but that wasn't a celebration.
But I hate Goodwill Hunting. Okay, don't like Goodwill Hunting.
Okay, but I can I just get how it hit that particular age group. I'm not. It's a terrible film. It's a terrible film. But I'm trying to open my mind and sympathize. Mike Lockhart is of that generation.
Yes, you are completely right. Like, it came out when I was like 18.
Right.
Okay. I graduated in 99. It came out in 99. I loved it when it came out.
Right, because it's a celebration of you.
Exactly. You're
are you Catholic? Right. You're a white Catholic kid from Boston. Exactly. And all of a sudden, which is just, you know, some generic thing.
Right.
And all of a sudden, that label is like cool. Like, right. You're in somehow some minority or something.
Okay, well, here's what I don't understand, Mike. That movie comes out. It's a Boston movie. And you all of a sudden, like, you know, this is cool. Yet when Fever Pitch comes out, you were smart enough to go, this is diarrhea.
Right.
Well, Fever Pitch didn't romanticize.
It romanticized being a Bostonian and Red Sox. It tried.
Okay.
I don't think it's even harder trying to romanticize people.
One's romanticizing something in like a badass way, and one's like a flimsy,
one guy
jokey comedy.
Out of the ground and jumped out the window.
Yeah.
Thought that was great.
Like, yeah, I could see that. It's like all of a sudden you're like, wait a second. Like, I never like, I mean, how many Shamrock Tattoos came out of
Had
that.
You
I mean,
never seen a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Yeah,
did
but
you?
But the Quentin Tarantino movies romanticized the 70s and those action films.
But you also know when something's crap.
I understand that, but you don't necessarily when you're 18. And I can see why all of a sudden you go, wow, like I'm a badass. Like, look at this. Like, I'm like from some badass subculture.
You know what this is?
Had no idea about.
This is the weed smoker band of movies.
Yes, yes.
They said, yes. Who loves weed? Yo,
yes.
I do. And their movie can, their music can suck.
Yes.
But because you're smoking weed, everyone thinks you're the best.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Yes.
It's Boston, but by the way, 28% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's not
the
a good
first Boondock Saints.
No one's arguing it's a good film. I don't think anyone's argued that it's a good film. But all I'm doing is putting myself in the position of Mike Lockhart, and I could see. And then you're probably dancing around to Flogging Molly and like,
I like,
and
like Molly. See, that's a good
I
band.
Like Flogging Molly too, but it's, you know, it all of a sudden made it very cool to be an Irish Bostonian, which I would imagine for a while you just took for granted. You just said, I'm Irish and I'm from Boston and here it is. Now all of a sudden, like, you know, like I'm like, you know, what was the movie with Ice Cube? And then, you know, Menace to Society, like, you know, those, like, Menace to Society and stuff comes out, and you're like, oh, cool. And then all of a sudden, there's, like, Menace to Society for, like, fantastical, you know, Irish kids. I mean, it was Menace to Society for Irish kids. It was, like, gangster rap for Irish kids. That's what it was. Thank you.
It was House of Pain, the movie.
Thank you. We've encapsulated it perfectly, which I.
But at least Jump Around's hooky.
If you're
crap,
all right.
Just pure celluloid.
Jump Around is not a good song.
Jump Around's a good song.
Really?
The lyrics suck.
The
it's
lyrics
a good song.
Are great.
But Jump Around gets you moving.
Well, you've just played yourself like as if your name was Sega.
Trying to play myself like my name was Sega.
As if my name was Sega. As if my name was Sega. And he wrote that down, recorded it. And said, I'm good with it.
I'll serve your ass like John McEnroe.
If your girl steps up, I'm smacking the hoe, and that's violence towards women, which I don't want anything to do with.
But then he salutes the mothers. Word to your moms. He came to drop bombs.
I got more rhymes than the Bible's got psalms.
At least you respected the mothers out there. Word to them, as a matter of fact.
Word to your moms. I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got psalms. By the way, the sidekick in that band was Salil Moonfry's first lay.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's a great pull right there.
Hang on, which one? The one that DJ Lethal?
No, the other guy.
Okay, because Lethal like, went on to be in Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, no, the like, no, not Everlast. The
one who's not Everlast or DJ Lethal?
Yeah, it's like Tommy Irish guy. Like, yeah, Tommy Irish guy or something like that. Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, because there's this Salil Moonfry, boy, we're all over the place, documentary. She'd like filmed her whole adolescence. It's actually interesting because it's like every kind of corny kid actor from that era was like, they were all hanging out together. And it's something boy. Was it Donnie Boy? Danny Boy.
Danny Boy, yeah.
Which is so
How
clever.
How do you get that name?
It's so clever.
They should just call himself Lucky the Leprechaun.
Well, that's essentially what that movie you're talking about is Lucky the Leprechaun.
I hope that they all go on tour because we called out the what's the name, Troy Duffy.
Esoteric
director.
Now is texting me.
Oh, what's he saying?
Danny Boy, but yes,
okay, all right.
Danny Boy, very well known for his talent behind the mic.
Soleil Moonfry, by the way, yet another actress to head the Hallmark. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
You know, Soleil Moonfry before the breast reduction. I mean, that she was on the Wonder Years, and they were just like, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rich, what's coming up? I can only imagine we're going to talk more about the Boondock Saints.
Well, I will give you this Roger Ebert review. He just says, can you fly through the air while firing two heavy-duty handguns without your arms jerking back and smacking you in the chin? Would that violate one of Newton's laws? I'm just asking.
Again, it's Irish porn.
Filmed in Vancouver. All right. Well, we have the best monkey stripper story you've ever heard. Is Marvel about to go on a cold streak? And even Odell Beckham Jr.'s family.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hates the Cleveland Browns.
All right, here's the headline.
They get you going. They get you going every day.
He looks worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Toucher and Rich show. I ate a tremendous amount of candy. My daughter took all the candy that we had left over, plus her and my son's, and she organized it all into different brands and a lot of Heath bars. There was a lack of production, I assume, another thing because of COVID, of candy. So, like, the particular kind, it was basically four types of candy. It was Heath bars, whatever crap they shove into Snickers now.
There's like eight variations of Snickers now.
In the and listen,
and it's all good.
The peanut butter Snickers is got a distinct chemical taste, which is odd because peanut butter is peanut butter. Whatever they have to do to make it survive that candy bar is distinctly chemical.
There was a Reese's cup I had yesterday that had Reese's pieces in it, and it wasn't bad, but
no,
I'm
it was
like,
good.
I don't know if it was necessary.
I liked it.
The problem with
the snack size candy is that it is, it lends itself to eating like 100 of them.
Yep, that's correct.
Well, because you were presented with a big Heath bar, the chances are you would snap it in half and have half the Heath bar. I mean, and like, really, when are you buying candy bars anyway? But then when there's several bite-sized Heath bars in front of you.
It's not bite-sized. It's fun size.
I mean, you're having
that's
a lot.
It's the size of fun.
I want to know who bought,
who buys the Kit Kats but doesn't even get the snack size Kit Kats gets the little ass
with the one piece?
The one piece Kit Kat.
I don't like that.
That is, I mean, talk about cheaping out.
It's a lot of work to open that, too. For some reason, I mean, the one piece is tougher to open.
Yeah, so they wrap it really tight for some reason.
The satisfaction of it, too, is there's no satisfaction to it.
No, but Snickers really satisfies. They're even better.
I mean, if you're feeling low, you just get Snickers. Mm-hmm. It's like Coke. Good cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, that was their tagline for a while. Snickers. It's like Coke.
It's Snickers, straight from Bolivia. Uncut. Really satisfies.
Snickers. Snort it.
I mean, that's essentially what the ad is the guy doesn't feel well, and then he eats the Snickers, and all of a sudden he feels great, which is what drugs do. So, I mean, that's, well, heroin, he would be more in a blissed out malaise. According to those who have shot it, heroin is an experience that cannot be duplicated the first time of taking heroin. Apparently, it's so euphoric and so wonderful. Here, all my guys.
Who's texting you as you're talking about heroin?
Yeah, I agree.
All the dudes I know that did heroin.
Awesome.
So apparently, but then you're constantly chasing that.
Yeah.
That is why you keep hitting the morphine button at the hospital, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keeps it going. Well, this is a strange development. So yesterday's trade deadline came and went. Obviously, the Patriots didn't do anything. John really, really wants the Patriots to break the bank for DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
He has said that numerous times this morning on
because
the show.
Because he's heard the name.
But
every spot of the 52-man roster is up for grabs. You just throw them out.
But mm-hmm. one receiver that was not traded or released is someone that his father seems like wishes was. And that would be the father of Odell Beckham Jr. because he posted a video on social media yesterday morning before the trade deadline highlighting the times when Baker Mayfield didn't throw the ball to Odell when he was open.
Get off of the internet. Just live your own life. Jesus Christ, who are you trying to prove this to? General managers are completely unaware of game tape?
So there's to me, I would say 75% of the time a parent speaks out. It's truly what their kid feels.
Of course it's how he feels. Of course he feels like he's being underutilized. Of course he does.
But there's a 25% of the time where the parents are just maniacs. I think this is one of the times where he's truly, like Tom Brady's father, saying what's honestly
on
their
mind. Yeah,
I know,
but just like, I wouldn't do that for my son as much as I would want to. As much as it would kill me not to.
I know.
I'd like to think I would have the restraint if my son was a professional athlete to not talk about him on social media.
Well, Odell Beckham Sr.
Except to go like, you know, great job.
He responded with three green check marks in the comments section of a post that said Mayfield was, quote, either hating on Odell or he just doesn't want him shining.
Mm. Yes, Baker Mayfield, he wants to lose and look bad. Rather than throw the ball to Odell Beckham Jr.
Now, Beckham's dad's not the only person commenting on him. LeBron James also tweeted about Odell Beckham Jr. saying, OBJ will show again why he's special. Hashtag free OBJ.
As a guy made more money off of one catch. And by the way, a catch that was duplicated last Sunday at least once.
Oh, yeah. What game was that?
That was the Jets game, but that it didn't count.
But he was out of bounds, right?
They said he didn't have control of the ball. He got his feet in.
Okay.
His ass hit.
That was unreal.
It was that stupid rule that if the ball jostles after.
I thought that rule was done and over with.
They changed it, but not enough, I guess. And then they allowed a catch after that. Forget it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that was less of a catch than that one was.
Right. But that Odell Beckham catch, I mean, my kids, they call it. But now they call it Randy Moss. Now you moss someone.
Yes.
So yes. Yeah, so your kids say that too. So now if you dust someone.
It's you got mossed.
You moss someone.
Yeah.
Yep.
So more has been made after over that catch. I mean, Jesus, he's not the best receiver in football. He's not even close. Let him shine. Everyone else seems to be doing fine.
Yeah, he's going to be a free agent.
You should be on Team OBJ because you hate Baker Mayfield so much.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a lot of bluster in that kid that's not deserved. I will say that.
Go OBJ Senior. Continue to put that stuff out there.
I'd like to think I would have the restraint. I don't know if I would, but I would like to think. Just live your own life, man. You know, talk about the Masked Singer. Something else that interests you. All right, that'll do it for us. We have Brad Stevens on tomorrow. That should be a delight. All right, that'll do it for us. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.